Thank you, Peter, and to all who had a part in our worship to God thus far. If you're visiting with us today, we certainly appreciate you being here. As someone said, word got around that I was going to preach, so people went somewhere. You think I believe that? You know I don't. God knew who was going to be here. I didn't. I'm glad you're here. And I'm telling you that I am a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm here to talk to you about something special that Jesus did and said that had not been done before. We talked about it a little. And you might think that I don't have very much to say, but they're the notes. But I want to tell you, I'm going to pull some things out of those. And I want to talk to you for a little while, and then we have something special that's been prepared by our young people for our fathers. As Peter read to us about what Jesus said, he read from Matthew, as I asked. But I remind you, and Bible students know that Luke tells us that the disciples said to Jesus, "Teach us to pray, like John taught his disciples to pray." But here's the difference. Jesus said, when you pray, say, "Our Father." God was not looked upon as Father. He was not spoken of as a Father all the time. And here Jesus said, when you pray, say, "Our Father." Oh yeah, I know. I looked at my New King James and I looked at some other translations and they'll say, "Well, this is not in the text," or "that is not in..." Yes, it is. It may not be in the Greek, but it's in the text. Because Jesus said, when you talk to God, when you pray, say, "Our Father." Someone said, well, God's not in heaven. He's here on earth. Well, that's true. But God's everywhere. So God is in heaven. Paul tells us, as he talked to the Athenians in Acts 17, that in Him, in God, we live and move and have our very existence. And I want to make just one point this morning. I'm assuring you that there are about 9 points in this stuff I held up. But I don't have to preach all of them. Just like when I sit down to a meal, that I don't have to have some of everything. I usually think I do, but someone tells me I need to have the discipline not to have everything at once. And I remind you that about 50 years ago or so, maybe a little longer, down in Arkansas, I was preaching in a 10-day gospel meeting. We got to about the third day of the meeting. Two wonderful men who were trying to do the best they could as elders. And they came to me and they said, "Brother Pope, we've had some people come to us and talk to us about your preaching." And I thought, boy, I'm in trouble. And I said, "Okay." And they said, "People want to know if you can preach longer." After covered. I said, well, maybe a little bit longer, but we have children here. And when you have young children, they have a limited time when they need to be held captive. But I did preach a little longer. But I assure you that then as now, I watched for a 12-year-old who lost interest. And then I knew I was done. And if we pay attention, and I pay attention to you, and if I can get you to understand this morning one thing, this one thing, that Jesus brought us this message. Talk to God as your Father. Call Him Father. I realize there are people that call Him Daddy and Dad or whatever, but the word Father is an enduring word about God. He is our Father. He is the Father of the one who came, as has already been read this morning about Him. Jesus came to show us the Father. There are scriptures I don't have here. John 14, disciples said, Lord, show us the Father, then we'll be satisfied. And He said, have you been so long with Me and have not seen the Father? He who has seen Me has seen the Father. Jesus not only told us to talk to God and say, Our Father in heaven, but to behave in such a way that God is our Father. It's not enough just to say that God is our Father. Now back in Deuteronomy chapter 5 in verse 16, Moses said, honor your father and your mother. But honor your father. What I want you to understand today definitively is that it starts with the Father. That is God's plan. And if fathers step up and take the responsibility that God has told them to take, our world will change. That is not going on to the degree that it needs to go on today. And one of the reasons is because there is not the honor and respect for your father. I told someone this morning who spends a lot of time with our teenagers about something that happened to me, and I said, it'll happen to you. One day somebody will come up and put their arm around you and say, I wish you were my father. It's such an honor to have some wonderful young person at camp. And that's where it usually happens. Come up and say, I wish you were my father. What'd you say to them? Well, I said, you need to talk to my children. But it was an honor. It's so great to be a father figure. Well, I was once, I think. Now I am a great grandfather. So it's progressed. I don't have to worry about the teenage girls flirting with me anymore. They may hug me, but it's okay. But it's important to be a father figure. It's great to know that children will come to you. And one of the things I told that young person that I'm thinking about, you'll never know, because they're probably retired now, maybe dead. dead. I don't know, because that was a long time ago. But one thing that I told her and others is, love your father. There are things about your father that you need to honor. Honor your father. Find the things that are good about your father and help him become a better father. That is something that all of us can do. There is no perfect father except God. But you remember that God was about to do something. He was about to take Sodom and Gomorrah off the map. And God said, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. And now I refer to verse 17 where he said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? You realize that Abraham, three times in the Bible, Abraham is definitely called the friend of God. In the Old Testament and then referred to in the New Testament. And I have it written down here somewhere that I might give those of you who are taking notes where it is. It's so important for us to realize that Abraham was called the friend of God. He was a friend of God because God told him to do something, and he did it. And it's so important to recognize that Abraham did what God told him to do. And God said when he got ready to do something, I'm going to tell Abraham because I have him doing the things that he needs to do. Somebody, I guess John took this with him when he went back down there to sit down, so. But I'm still looking for it. I'm going to find it if we have to stay here all day. The Bible talks about the faith that Abraham had. In James chapter 2 and verse 23, Abraham believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God. In 2 Chronicles 20 and 7, he says, my friend Abraham. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 8, Abraham is called the friend of God. How would God speak of you or me, fathers? Would he call us his friend? Would he address us that way? I hope that I would get this song slipped in here to John. This is my father's world. I hear this almost every day. I walk out, I look at the trees. This morning, we sat over, we're temporarily in the preacher's house. And we have two rabbits that hop around out in the yard. We watched them this morning. We watched them and what they do. And they don't realize how vulnerable they are. Now, Shirley's not going to kill them and eat them. I guarantee you that. But there are all kinds of animals around there, and bunny rabbits quite dumb bunnies. They're called that because almost anything can catch them. And they'll probably not last very long. But as we watched them hop around this morning, I was so aware. They're God's creatures. This is my Father's world. The leaves on the trees, the grass that grows in the yard, all the things that I look and see, and that's what we sang about. This is my Father's world. And to my listening ears, all nature sings, as round me sing, rings, the beauty of the spheres. Everywhere, in everything, is God. This is my Father's world, and Jesus told me to say, Father, when I talk to Him. Now, I would have loved to have had time this morning if somebody hadn't taken it up, talking about other things. But I would love to have the time to talk to you about what Jesus said to the Jews when they said, well, Abraham is our father. And you say, you're not even 50 years old, and you say you've seen Abraham? Abraham's our father. You couldn't be a son of Abraham. And Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. I want to leave you with this. We have some things that we want to do to honor fathers, especially after we honor God our Father. But it's so important for us to understand our relationship with God, and that God is our Father, and that God is here. And when Jesus said, before Abraham was, that's past tense. I am, that's present tense. God told Moses, when Moses said, who shall I say sent me? And he said, say, I am has sent me. God is present tense. He always will be present tense. God is here. God is everywhere. God is our Father. And He tells us to honor our fathers. I pray that if you have not honored your father this day, and your father is still walking the earth, that you will do something to honor him today, because God wants you to do that. It's so important. And let's please remember that as we live our lives, that all we have to do is just start talking to God. I'm sorry, but I had another flashback from camp, and that'll be what I finish with. And I'll share this with just especially Justin and Julie. Have 124 teenage campers, and they all want to talk to me at the same time. And I'd say, come up, get a hold of a piece of garment, and hang on, and you're on hold. And I promise you I'll talk to you just as soon as I can get to you. But my point is this. You don't have to put God on hold. God can talk to me and Jeff and all the rest of us at once. Now, I don't understand that, but I believe it. And it's so important to talk to God. Talk to our Father in heaven. And thank Him for sending Jesus to die in our place, but to give us the understanding that God is our Father. He loves us. And how much does He love us? Just read what He did in sending Jesus, and you'll understand. there's anything that we can do here this morning to help you to make your life better, this is called an invitation. And you don't have to come during the song. The elders meet every Sunday evening and every Wednesday evening, and especially on Sunday evening. Even if you just need us to pray with you, we're there. We love you. We need you to help us get this job done. We need to fill this place with more people to serve God. And we can't do it. And if you just keep quiet when I'm going to preach, we'll get to more people, okay? We'll get it done. We're going to sing an invitation song. And if you need anything, please come while we stand, while we sing.